The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Finally, football.
Finally, football. The Broncos report to camp today.
Exciting.
Do the whole physical thing and everything like that.
Sure, sure.
And then again, more tomorrow.
That was always a great day for me.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was just kind of the wink, wink, nod, nod. And, hey, here I am for my physical. Gee, hope I pass.
No. They give you this book. Like, they give you a medical book, right? And it's like in a little three-ring binder folder type of thing, right? And everybody's carrying around this little tiny, like it's a little tiny pamphlet. And I got this book. It's like the largest Bible you have ever, like the largest print Bible.
Something that Cluffy carries around?
Yeah, it looks like Cluffy's stack of papers. I'm drudging this thing around. I pull a trap trying to hold the damn thing. Walking around. Everybody's looking at it like, what is that? Oh, that's my medical file.
That's my medical file.
Yeah.
It's rather extensive. So today is the media barbecue. I was listening to Drive yesterday.
Yeah, I was too.
And Tyler basically said, no ex-player, even if they're in the media now, will go to that thing. Because there's still that part of them that does not want to acknowledge that they're part of the media. And by going to the media barbecue, that would really expose you as being part of the media. So are you going to go today?
Yeah, I'm going to go pick up my credential. I've never been to the media barbecue. I don't have any issue going to the media barbecue.
So you'll hang out? Maybe ask George Payton a question? Hello, Mr. Payton, Mark Schlereth from The Fan.
I don't know that I'll ask George. If I want to ask George a question, I'll just text him. I don't need to stand there with
major flex right
there. Right. I mean, I don't have to stand there
Tyler be invited?
I don't have to stand there with D-Mac and go, George, about Josh Allen. I don't have to do that. That's a D-Mac thing.
Nah, D-Mac's still riding the wave from his outstanding coverage of the Avalanche winning the cup. He's still in midseason form.
He's great.
He won't drop.
I will say this about D-Mac, and I mean this wholeheartedly. That dude works his butt off, and he does a great job of asking questions, like relevant questions, and getting under the skin of people.
Yeah.
He does a really good job of that. He really does.
You know that because when they play the answer in the afternoon, they include the question.
Right. Right. Yes.
Just to remind everybody.
Yeah, remind everybody.
Who asked that question?
I was there.
I asked that question. Next on the Morning Brew.
Judy with the catch on the run.
So NFL.com came out with their all under 25-year-old team.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it.
Think any Broncos made the list? You think any Broncos should have made the list?
Well, Javonte Williams. How about him?
Age 22. Did not make the list. He got bumped out by Jonathan Taylor and Najee Harris. So here are some of the Broncos who are 25 and under.
Okay.
You got Javonte Williams.
Uh-huh.
KJ Hamler. Jerry Judy, age 23. Think Judy's on this team next year at age 24.
Only if they alter his helmet. They're going to have to alter his
helmet. Alter his helmet?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
They're going to have to reconstruct his helmet so that he can fit his rabbit ears in.
Oh, jeez. Should have seen that one coming.
If they alter his helmet so he can get those gigantic rabbit ears in it, then maybe he's got a chance.
Some other Broncos 25 and under, Greg Dulcich, Albert O. Let's see.
Anybody that's 25.
Just candidates that either should have been on the team this year or at least you can look at next year. Wow, Garrett Bowles is already 30.
Yeah, he was old coming out.
Yeah, he was an old soul.
Hey, what about
Draymond Jones is 25.
What about Quinn Meinerz?
Should have made a case for him.
Quinn Meinerz.
Yeah?
What about him?
No. I mean, how old is he?
Yeah.
He could be for maybe next year.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, not that. He started 8 games last.
Right. He's 23. Okay. All right. So is that a red flag that there are no young studs? We just got done talking about the Pro Football Focus top 50 players in the league.
Right.
No Broncos on that list. Top 25 and or age 25 and under, no Broncos on the team.
I don't think it's a red flag. I think you've got to, I mean, I think that you have got to have the opportunity to be on a good team to make some of those, to make some of those kind of lists. And they haven't been very good as a football team. So that alters whoever is putting these lists together.
Put it this way. If Russell Wilson is everything he's cracked up to be, then a year from now, these lists are going to look a lot different. You're going to see a lot of Russell Wilson bumps for a lot of these
and
guys.
Najee Harris, I mean, you talked about Najee Harris. If it were, if Javonte Williams got the lion's share of the carries, if he was the starter from day one like Najee Harris was, that he would be on this list. But he wasn't. He had a split time with Melvin Gordon.
Next on the Morning Brew.
And this ball is hit well to left field, and Deeds got a chance to fly. Gone. Home run, Elias Diaz, stay hot. A no-doubter. His sixth of the year, the Rockies take a 1-0 lead.
Give it to me, Fever.
Dick shot.
Thank you. Drew Goodman with the call on AT&T Sportsnet, where more people are watching than apparently watch the Avalanche and Nuggets. Just what Comcast tells me. Kyle Freeland. Woo! Boy, that's one of those games, one of those performances where you're like, all right, now that's the Kyle Freeland we saw back in 2018. God bless you. That's the Kyle Freeland right. That you know, think you could, you know, in part build your pitching staff around. 7 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 1 walk, 7 Ks. He was dealing.
Yeah.
Cutting them up.
Yes. Good. It's what you need.
Bullpen held on. Daniel Bard, 21st save, increasing his trade value.
Good.
Rockies salvaged the fourth game of the series with Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Dropped the first three.
That's sick and half. They're really rolling.
They're still over 500 for the second half of the season. All I said was they would be better in the second half than they were in the first. And right now they are 16 games into the second half.
Whoop-de-doo.
They are home today to host the Chicago White Sox, the Pale Hose. Next on the Morning Brew.
It was win or bust, you know, for us this year. That's what it was. It was either we win or it's a failure. That's the mentality. Maybe if we lost in the final, I don't know. But it was a tough camp, but a really, really positive group. Good energy, you know, around the team, a lot of positivity. We were feeling good. We felt like we were going to win and we could win. But that was definitely the mentality of just that this is it. This is what we're going for. And all the moves we made during the season, we don't have any first-round draft picks. Our ownership, Joe and C-Mac, they believed in that. So, yeah, it worked out.
Nathan MacKinnon. It's like you can't get Jared Bednar to stop crying. You can't get Nathan MacKinnon to stop smiling and talking. As he went on the High Button podcast with host Justin Belanger, and he was on for 55 minutes. Nathan MacKinnon talking for almost a full hour. You can check it out at denverfan.com. As Will Peterson put it at denverfan.com, it's an hour of your day well spent. Just hearing a lot from Nathan MacKinnon. He talked about the singular focus that this team had going into camp last year. It was Mission 16W. They were on a mission from the start. You know what it takes to repeat. You're one of the rare people
right
on this planet
who
know what it's like to repeat. Is there any way in the world you can somehow match the kind of intensity and focosity that this team had at the start of last year coming up here in what? 2 months? Month and a half?
Can you do it? Absolutely you can do it.
But how likely is it? How hard is it? What has to happen?
It's incredibly hard. And again, you gotta essentially eschew human nature.
Look at you.
Human nature is to be sated by success. And you can't allow that to happen to you. You know, it's the old Tom Brady thing. He's gone to 10 Super Bowls. He's won 7. If you ask him what his favorite ring is, he'd say the next one. And he means it. So anyhow. I need a Kleenex, man. I keep sneezing.
Well, at least you're sneezing. It always makes me nervous when you try to hold in that sneeze. And then you burst.
You don't need to be nervous.
And you start bleeding.
I'm a bleeder.
By the way,
You're a bleeder.
People brought up asking Pat Sertan did not make this list at NFL.com under 25 team. Nope.
Yeah, he should.
The corners that they had, A.J. Terrell from the Atlanta Falcons and Trayvon Diggs from the Cowboys.
They had he had all those interceptions last year.
Would you put Sertan again ahead of either one of those two?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, I would too. That one's a little bit of a surprise.
Yeah, but again, it's lack of success. Well, not that Atlanta had any success.
All right, like I said, check back a year from now. Broncos win 10-11 games. Yeah. Russell Wilson impact. If it's felt the way that we think it will be, then you'll start seeing Broncos on these top 100 player lists, top 50 player lists, all top 25 and under list.
Right.
They'll be on it. That'll do it for the Morning Brew. Bring that to you each and every morning at 6:30.